Welcome to Relationship Wednesday. So it was an email that we received. It's basically about sharing the cooking duties.
Yes.
That's causing a bit of an issue. What are you thinking?
Well, for me, I work full-time, plus I have a part-time job, so I work 60 hours a week. When I have to work my part-time job, my husband, he doesn't cook. He doesn't know what to cook. His big thing is, just get takeout. But if I lay it out for him, he will cook it. So maybe if we could give some advice to her, maybe lay it out for him. If he's home first, tell him to start cooking, right?
Jackie, you want to weigh in on this subject? Go ahead.
Okay, his problem is that when it's his wife's turn to cook, she turns to takeout. What I'd like to know is what else she has to do when it's her turn to cook. Is she the one who's helping the kids with their homework, getting them ready for their after-school events, their classes, their games? That would make it a difference to me, because my guess is that she has other things to do besides cooking.
Interesting about that, and you know, which leads us into our guest in studio with us, author Fina Scroppo. And in, well, I'm going to say hi in just a sec, but I love in your bio, the lead line is that you understand the challenges of balancing an extraordinarily busy work life and a busy family life. Welcome to the show.
Thrilled to be here.
So, Relationship Wednesday, you hear what we're into. You've heard a couple calls. The email, for those who just joined us, it's really about sharing the cooking in the house, and it's causing an issue in their relationship. When you hear that, and you know, you hear that on Fresh FM here, what do you think right away? What comes to your mind, especially after just writing this book?
Well, I think I can totally appreciate it. I mean, I live the life of some of these women. You know, I'm time starved. I'm overwhelmed. I'm thinking about my health. I'm thinking about the health of my kids. I want to be able to spend time with them at the end of the day and make a great meal for them. It's tough. But I made it work, and I want to share how I made it work.
Give us a couple ways that, as busy as you are, that you made it work to have a balance in your life for your whole family. Well, it comes to food, because you wrote a cookbook about it.
For sure. No, I'm passionate about cooking, and you'll see that in the cookbook, and you'll see that as I speak about it.
Yeah.
I leaned on something I knew, which was Italian cooking. I made it healthy. I made it accessible. I made it convenient, and that's what it's all about. It's about convenience. It's about getting all the ingredients you need to cook healthy meals, in this case Italian, at your local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sharing that responsibility. It's about exciting the passion.
Let's talk on that, sharing the responsibility. Now, that email we got happened to be from a husband and wife, but we can take this to a grander scheme. And, you know, we respect the ages of kids and safety in the kitchen. We totally respect that, and that's for parents to, you know, instill in their kids. But having said that, the responsibility, like I said, that email affected a couple, but it can be shared down to the house to take part in this to alleviate some of those challenges. Wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree. I mean, you know, if you start young, if you get the kids involved, you know, get them to the grocery store and have them pick out some vegetables and fruit, get them into the kitchen, have them stir the batter, have them, you know, flip whatever it is, stir the sauce. That then instills, you know, a passion. That instills a comfort.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being comfortable in the kitchen. It's about being confident in the kitchen. And sometimes we can't look at it as a chore necessarily.
That's what I think it's become for a lot of people is, and I'm sure there's people in the car right now thinking, my God, what are we going to do for dinner? And it's already, you got to worry about the kids. You got to go to hockey. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I'm sure it gives, well, you're Italian, I'm an Italian. It gives you agita, right?
Just, agita, I love it.
It gives you agita just thinking about it.
Yeah, that agitation can sometimes overwhelm you.
All right.
But it's about getting to the grocery store. Look at all the options we have now that we didn't have way back when, right? We've got accessible, fresh produce from around the world throughout all the seasons. We've got fresh herbs that we never used to have, only if we picked it in grandma's backyard, you know, or granddad's backyard, or if we waited till summertime for them to bring them to the grocery store. So we have all that access now.
Yeah. And so I'm just thinking, just as you're talking about grandmas and grandpas, you know, it's almost, we need to also kind of put the romance back into cooking. Wouldn't you agree for a couple? Like,
I completely agree. I mean, there's nothing more passionate than cooking a meal together, than enjoying a meal together, than not just, you know, nurturing the body. It's nurturing the soul and the mind. I mean, this is something that for me and for my family has been, it really has been a passion.
Hey.
And I think we have to put that back into this not chore, but this regimen, this routine.
I got to tell you, my wife and my wife is Dutch. and she mastered Sunday sauce. And I'm going to tell you, nothing turned me on more than watching my wife making sauce on Sunday. You going to hang out for a little while?
For sure.
Okay, we'll have more with author Fina Scroppo. The Healthy Italian is her book. We'll give you more details on that. And this is Relationship Wednesday. You heard all that. How are you managing with your family when it comes to getting those meals prepared? 800-953-2464.